Is it working?
It appears to be working.
On its first try?
Let's see. Here we go.
Hang on.
First try.
Nailed it.
Yes. It's like we never left. All right. Hello and welcome to Retro Gaming Revelry episode 260.
This is a podcast where two drunken nincompoops play retro games for your amusement. I am nincompoop number one. My name is Jared.
And I am nincompoop number two. My name is Earl. And this week, I guess we're going to be some nincompoops just by our nature.
We're always a little nincompoopish.
Right. But this week, we are going to be playing some Super Mario RPG, Legend of the Seven Stars for the Super Nintendo. We're running out of Mario games. We realized we hadn't played this one.
Yep.
We gotta
play what we got, man.
We gotta play what we got. And we're back. It's been a little while, Revelers. Life has been happening. We got some big news. Jurek, you want to take it away?
I am now officially a college graduate.
Thank you.
And I passed my registry boards test thing with flying colors.
Yes.
Got a 98.
So Jurek is a doctor now.
Yep, nailed it.
Nailed it.
Practically a doctor. I mean, I'm more closer to a doctor than you are.
That's true, because I am none doctor.
Yeah, right.
Nor do I work in the medical field.
Right. So. I will. I've got about another week at the time we're recording this until I start, and then I'll be working at a hospital taking X-rays.
Not
as a student anymore.
Nice.
I'll be there and just be like, hey.
So, will you be the guy teaching the students now?
Eventually.
I left you, I was but a learner. Now I am the master.
Only a master of evil.
Jarek. That's what your student's going to say.
I just watched that movie.
Nice.
I watched all three of the original trilogy and half of Phantom Menace while I was building my Lego Millennium Falcon that Abby got me for Christmas.
Nice.
Not the big one, because I could have probably watched all nine of them,
plus
Rogue One and Solo, and still not been done.
Right.
From my understanding, that one can easily take 40, 50 hours or something to build, because it's gigantic.
I mean, it's still
I'm also not super
8 hours or something.
Yeah, it took me a while. I'm also not. I mean, I was also very much taking my time and stuff because I'm not a kid, so I'm not going to play with it necessarily. So all the fun is
a nice display piece.
Right. But all the fun really is in building it.
Right.
So I wanted to really enjoy that. And I did. Legos are so much fun.
Excellent.
I just wish they weren't so fucking expensive.
Yeah. They're
to get
really
any of the cool
expensive
sets, $150 bucks pretty much.
Christmas, we were at the Mall of America and we went to Lego World or whatever it is, the Lego store.
Yeah.
And they're all just so expensive. There's some cool ones.
They're super cool.
They have the Friends apartments and the Seinfeld apartment. That one was actually a decent price. I don't know. It looks cool. I think it's kind of little, but they're just so fucking expensive.
I know.
I got my niece, for Christmas, the Mario Lego starter course. Because there's a bunch of there's the starter course, and then there's a bunch of little sets that you can buy that go onto it. And it makes a Mario level. Lego Mario level that there's platforms and things spin and you can get blocks, and I don't know. I thought it was cool. I think she thought it was cool too. So
that's good.
Yeah.
Man.
Cool.
So that's what I've been up to, and
great.
That's partially why we
didn't
record for a little while, because the next time we were scheduled to record was the Friday right after graduation and right before my test.
Right.
So
I wanted
to just take time to study. Probably didn't really need to, because I obviously passed very easily. But yeah. How you doing, man? How
was your Christmas? Good. Yep, I'm good. Had a good Christmas. This is the first year where we kind of had to figure out two Christmases. So that was kind of exciting. But we did it. A little bit nerve-wracking. My family's humongous. So, like my extended family, you know? Right. And my cousin did have family Christmas. We went for a little bit. We were not there for very long. I don't know. It was good to see everyone, though. And I got a cool thing. So my grandma passed away like in 2009. And then my uncle, who lived at her house, passed away in 2015. And in 2015, we sold the house and got rid of all their stuff and everything. And my cousin kept the kitchen table, which was the kitchen table that my grandma, my dad and all his siblings grew up around. We all my cousins and stuff, we grew up around it at my grandma's house. And my cousin kept it with the thought that like somebody might want it someday, you know, one of us might want it. But that was like 6 years ago, and it was becoming pretty obvious that nobody wanted it. So what she did is she had it cut up into pieces, the table, into like these blocks, and then had somebody engrave, it says early on the top, and then the lyrics to My Irish Eyes Are Smiling, or Your Irish Eyes Are Smiling, My Irish, I don't know, but which was my grandfather's favorite song. Nice. And so they're on these pieces of my grandma's table. And so my dad and all his siblings got one, and all of us cousins got one. And I don't know. It was really, really a very cool Christmas present.
Cool, so, man.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, other than that, I don't know. Not too much new.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But tell the revelers and I, Jerick, have you played any video games since we last met?
No.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. Okay. I have been, because I'm finally, you know, done with school everything. I have
some time.
I have some time to play a game, so I've been playing Marvel's Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, I've actually heard it's really good.
It's awesome.
Yeah, and it, like, is it good gameplay wise, or is just the story really cool?
Both.
Okay.
The story is good. The like dialogue and everything is awesome and like hilarious.
Cool.
And witty. Is it
their voices?
No.
Okay.
It's not even like the character designs are not based on the movie really either.
Okay.
I mean you can clearly tell like that's they are. Like if your only experience is the movie, like it's very clear who they are and everything. But no, it's not their voices or character
is
designs
there any
or anything.
Guardians that are not in the movies that are on the team in the game?
No.
No, okay.
It's your team is Star-Lord, Gamora, Drax, Groot, and Rocket.
And Rocket, okay. What about Mantis?
She made an appearance in the game briefly so far.
Okay.
I don't know if she'll come back and say something, but she's not like part of the team.
Okay.
But yeah, combat's really fun. You control Star-Lord only.
And oh yeah, people were upset about that, right? Like at first,
I don't know. I guess I don't really know.
Because they wanted to like it's a Guardians of the Galaxy game.
Yeah.
Why can't we control all of them?
I mean, you can tell them what to do, or like they just fight on their own, but they have like special abilities that you utilize in combat. So you'll hold down like left bumper or whatever, and time will kind of slow down, and then you select which one you want and which ability you want them to do on a character, and you can kind of like combine things of different characters to create a really cool, super attack, like hold them all down with Groot's like tree vines Groot's, and then have like Rocket just like launch rockets at them and like clump them all together and everything.
Cool.
Yeah, it's really fun. The combat's great. Like I said, the dialogue's great. They're just like chirping away at each other just while you're running around playing. And like random dialogue's happening. In combat, eventually, like if a fight is long enough, and you build up like a meter, then you like press both bumpers and you kind of like call everybody in, like combat kind of stops for a second. You call everyone into a little huddle and it's like you give them a little pep talk, and then you all like break and go out. And when you go out, then like a sweet like 80s song starts playing, just like the movies and whatnot.
Like so a it's real got a, song though?
Oh yeah.
Oh, okay,
it's
cool.
Like got a bunch of like licensed music and
cool,
stuff. That's
cool. Yeah, I've heard it's really fun.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's a lot of fun. Cool. I'm really enjoying it.
What are you playing it on?
Xbox,
okay. Is it on Games Pass or?
No.
No, okay.
No, it's one of the first games I think I bought in a while.
In a while.
But I really wanted to play it. And
cool.
I finally have time to play it, and there was nothing else that I really wanted to play, so that's what I'm going for, and it's sweet. Thoroughly enjoying my time with it.
Excellent, excellent.
What about you, man? What are you playing?
Well, you know, the standard Smash and Animal Crossing, blah, blah, blah. Slay the Spire as well. I've been playing a ton of Slay the Spire. I finally, I did a thing that I don't know I've done on many games, but I got all the achievements on Slay the Spire, which I'm pretty proud of myself on. Nice. It took a lot of doing, but I did it. And now I'm working on, like, I've beaten Ascension 20 with one of the guys, which is the hardest Ascension, the highest one you can get. And I'm at Ascension 20 with the rest. So I have to beat it with them. With each guy, and then beat Ascension 20 and get a heart kill with each guy, which is tough. So we'll see. I don't know. That'll take a while. But also, I was like, I need a game to play that, you know, that I don't like, not that's not Smash or Animal Crossing,
right?
Or Slay the Spire. And I was like, I shouldn't buy a game because I have so many games that I like haven't really put time into. So I restarted Hollow Knight. Mm. I did not like it at first. The first time I tried it, like a long time ago.
Same.
Now I am pretty enjoying it. I don't know if I'm quite sold on it yet, but I'm much farther than I was the first time around. And I don't know. It's much more fun.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I'm still skeptical about it. It is a little tedious. Like when you die and then you got to get all the way back.
Yeah, that can sometimes be frustrating. But
like what I'm finding frustrating is like I don't know where to go. And so like I die in a part that I'm not actually supposed to be in, or like, you know, like I don't know. And then I got to get all the way back there. And like I did this thing. I don't know. I don't know if I was supposed to be there or not. I don't think so. But like right after you get the dash thing, I didn't really know where to go. And there was like this part with the, like these floaty guys that float back and forth over this huge gap. Mm. And like you can jump and dash and like bonk on them with your sword and then dash again to get across. And like, so I was doing that and like getting way far across this thing. And then I fucking died way out there. And I was like, no, now I got to get all the way back there and do this crazy, stupid shit that I probably shouldn't be doing. Like, I'm sure there's an easier way to do it eventually, but maybe not. I don't know. I
don't know. I think I know what you're talking about. I think that's what you're supposed to do is kind of, you can also kind of, I think, cause they go like back and forth, right?
Yeah.
You can just kind of like pogo on it as it goes. I think,
oh.
Like you don't have to like jump on it and then dash away. You can just like stay on top of it.
Oh,
like down slashing.
Yeah,
or whatever.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know. I don't know. I'm enjoying it though.
Yeah.
I'm like in the third area, the fungal wastes, okay, right now. So, I just got the ability to wall jump.
Okay.
So,
yeah, I don't really remember all the specifics and stuff, but same with me. The first time I played it, I didn't really care for it. And then I just was like, whatever, let's give it another shot. And I just loved it.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm liking it much more. So
now,
I think
now
like
if you do really enjoy it and beat it, you can join the rest of us.
And that waiting are just for like
waiting forever for fucking Silk Song to come out.
Every fucking, I just love, like, I don't know why everybody thinks it's going to be announced in a Nintendo Direct. Is it because? Because
it was originally on Switch.
Was exclusive?
Well, it was PC first. And then exclusive? When it came to consoles, it first came just to Switch.
Okay.
And then it was on Switch, just Switch for a while, okay, as far as consoles. And now it's on, you know, all three.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I don't know. But it's so funny. Everybody just Silk Song.
Well, because we just,
I know.
They haven't fucking said a goddamn thing about it for so fucking long.
It's hilarious. I think we're due for a Nintendo Direct probably next week or the week after or something. I don't know. Like
Silk Song's going to get announced for sure.
You know it is. Well, the rumor has it's going to be released in February. So why wouldn't they announce it? You know?
Out today.
Yeah. That's what every single time there's a Direct, it's like, oh, and I just know it's going to be a released right now Silk Song. Or, you know, yeah, out today. After the Direct, you can get it. But
if only.
Yeah. But there's like tons of DLC and stuff too, I guess, that like, I don't know if I'm like, will I know when I'm playing the DLC or, cause like I have it,
sure.
It's in there, I guess. I don't know.
Like, yeah. There's a couple things. I don't really know. I don't know what, cause I played like the ultimate complete version too, so I don't know what was DLC and what wasn't.
Oh, okay.
I know I didn't do everything. There was stuff I've read about that's just like apparently stupid hard that I was just like, nope, I don't want to do. I'm not even going to try to do that. I'm going to beat the game, the main story, maybe do a little bit extra or something, but
yeah,
I wasn't trying to like 100% it by any means.
Did you, let me ask you this. Did you always keep, cause you know, you get your charms or whatever and you, or is that what they're called? Charms? Yeah. I think. Like it seems like a waste of one, but I really like it as the one where it shows you where you are on the map.
I think I always kept that. Okay. One on.
Like I can't bring myself to get rid of that one.
I would only, I would change it out when I was, when I knew like clearly there's a boss fight right here. I'm going to like equip myself with more combat useful things.
Yeah, yeah.
But otherwise, yes, I pretty much always had that on.
Okay.
I don't know how else you know where the fuck you're going.
Right.
Or where you are.
Yeah, I don't know. I've also been playing just watching the demo of the SNES Mini here, but I got the Castlevania Advance Collection, which is like all the Castlevanias on Game Boy Advance.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've been playing through Castlevania, I think it's called Circle of the Moon.
Yeah.
Which is pretty fun. I don't know. I've been enjoying it. It's Castlevania. It's more of a Metroidvania.
Right.
It's
like Symphony of the Night-ish.
Yeah, yeah.
More so than
the others.
Castlevania, the original what, or even four
Castlevania
or 4
here that we're watching.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so that's what I've been up to.
Awesome.
But this week, Jurik, we're going to be playing Super Mario RPG on
the
Super Nintendo. What do you think? Should we get to our three questions?
We should indeed.
Let's do it. So for those that don't know, what we do is Jurik does a little research on the game, and he'll tell us about the game in a few minutes here, but I do a little digging of my own, and I've tried to come up with three questions that I don't think he stumbled across in his research. So I'm about to try and stump the researcher. Are you ready, Jurik?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Super Mario RPG, question number one. What five other video game franchises can be found making small cameos in this game, and what other game system makes a small cameo?
Game system? Five other. I have four.
What do you got?
So I have Metroid,
yep.
Legend of Zelda.
Yep.
Star Fox.
Yep.
F-Zero.
Yep.
And that's my four.
That's your four. Okay. There is, I'm going to give you, let's see. Well, and then what other game system?
What other game system
makes a small cameo?
Is there like a N64?
Incorrect.
I just know it was about to come out when this game came out.
Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I'm going to give you 0.625 on that one. No, 0.725 is what I'm going to give you.
Another game that makes a Final Fantasy.
That is correct. So Link is sleeping in the Rosetown Inn.
Yep.
Samus appears in a bed at the Mushroom Kingdom Castle. Yep. Models of R-Wings from Star Fox and cars from F-Zero race cars can be seen in Hinopio's shop. And then Final Fantasy IV's boss music plays while fighting Culex, which is like a special fight.
Yeah, and it kind of looks like a Final Fantasy boss and stuff, even though it's not.
Yep.
Technically from any of the games or anything.
Yep. And I think a few more, like during that fight, like several Final Fantasy songs play. Mm. Like the boss music does, but also just the Final Fantasy theme and like one other song I read. But and then last but not least, there's a boy in the Mushroom Kingdom playing on a Game Boy. Yep. Okay, so you get 0.725 on that one.
All right. I'll take it.
Okay. Question number two. What character is Yoshi's Waruai based on his Japanese name? What is his Japanese name? So what is his Waruai? Waruai is like what Wario and Waluigi are.
Oh.
Their Waruai is a Japanese word that basically means like bad copy or like bad impersonation or something like that. So what character is Yoshi's Waruai based on his Japanese name?
I have no fucking clue.
The answer is Boshi. Boshi is in Super Mario RPG. His Japanese name is Washi, making him Yoshi's Waruai counterpart, like Wario and Waluigi. But yeah, Boshi, he's like a blue Yoshi or a light blue Yoshi, and he wears like a leather jacket and sunglasses. Oh, he's like a badass,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
He's not really a bad guy. Like, you race him, but yeah. I just thought it was Waruai. I didn't actually know that was a,
no, me neither.
That was a term. Okay. 0.725 out of two here. Question number three. Looking behind the fireplace in Princess Toadstool's room in the Mushroom Kingdom castle reveals what? What do you find?
What do you find behind the fireplace?
Yep.
Her porn stash.
What? It could be right. It could not be. We don't actually know. You find an item called Toadstools ? And it's never revealed what it is. The Japanese game, however, implies the Japanese version. It implies it's something a little dirty. As in that game, it's called Peaches XXX.
Oh, so I was right.
Yeah, that's why I was like, bing, 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 bing.
What would have been a correct answer? That would have.
I don't know. I mean, I guess you were right. I don't know if it's porn or
pretty sure it's porn
or a dildo or is it like her panties or, you know, what is it? But if you find it, two things either happen. Either Toadstool's grandmother will drive you away and give you something else if it's the first time you've been there. If it's not, she'll just drive you away. She won't give you another thing. But if Peach is in your party, she will angrily scold you and take it away. So,
okay.
Yeah. So you find Toadstools in the North American version. It's Toadstools ? In the Japanese version, it's Peaches XXX. So basically her porn. You were right. I'm going to give you one on that one.
Nailed it.
1.725 out of three. Not too shabby, Drake. Not too shabby. Would you like to tell the Revelers and I a little bit about Super Mario RPG Legend of the 777?
Yoshihiko Miyakawa and Chihiro Fujioka. I don't know what the first person did, but Chihiro Fujioka kind of continued on working on the like Mario and Luigi RPGs on like DS and everything.
Shigeru Miyamoto was
producer of the game.
Okay.
So he was also involved in overseeing
the Mario
aspects of it, making sure it, you know, was fitting with Mario.
Yeah.
The composer is Yoko Shimomura, and she is most famous probably for she did the music for the original version of Street Fighter 2.
Oh, cool.
Like Warrior Within or whatever. What is it? Like the original, like Street Fighter 2 before it became like anything else.
Right.
Whatever.
The World Warriors.
Yeah. And then probably her biggest games were, it's probably the Kingdom Hearts series she did some music for. And then continued on with the Mario and Luigi series as well.
Oh, okay.
So those are kind of spiritual successors to, like, because they're turn-based RPGs and stuff as well, heavily involving timing, button presses, and everything to get more out of your attacks.
Cool. That's a big part of this game.
Absolutely.
Timing.
Which we'll get to.
Yep.
But we should listen to some of Yoko Shimomura's jams right now.
All right. Thank you. And we're back. Pretty fucking good.
Yep.
The music in this game is awesome.
Yeah, it's great.
There's a lot of like, I mean, it's not quite Mario music, but like you can tell it's heavily inspired and like some of it's thrown in there. You know, like there is definitely Mario music
in the game. It's definitely a lot of inspiration from Koji Kondo then tweaked to be, I don't know, with kind of a Final Fantasy tinge to and stuff. So yeah, it's great.
Yeah, I read a thing like about the development of this game. Like when they were first talking about it, you know, Square at the time was like, okay, we're making an RPG. RPG equals weapons. And Nintendo was like, well, you know, I don't think we really need weapons. You know, like let's maybe, I mean, some characters have weapons, but like let's make it like true to them, you know? So like Miyamoto insisted Mario had a hammer, but that was the only weapon he could have, you know? Like, because that's from Donkey Kong.
Right.
You know, like
hammer and like a turtle shell.
Yep. Yep.
That he can kick at you or whatever. And then Geno has like a gun.
Yeah.
But
why does this look so funny right now? I don't
know what's going on.
I don't know. Like, we're watching
a demo of a bunch of games or something.
I know, but it looks too big or something.
When you're watching the demo screen, occasionally they keep changing like the aspect ratio.
Okay.
I think just to kind of demonstrate, like you can do that on here if you want.
I see. Okay.
But yeah, so yes, this is a turn-based RPG set in the Mario world, so in the Mushroom Kingdom. Essentially, a new enemy. You go to it starts. You know, classic Mario trying to save the princess from Bowser, and then a new enemy shows up. This giant sword. That breaks up like Star Road and scatters the stars. So Mario and friends, a couple new friends that they only really appear in this game for some reason. Never to be seen again other than like a few cameos here and there.
Oh my God. Geno in Smash is like the fucking, like everybody
the
wanted
Mii Fighter.
Geno.
Well, you can get the costume for Mii Fighter.
Yeah.
But otherwise, yeah. So you're going around all these different areas to collect the 7-star pieces and then go to defeat the Smithy Gang.
The Smithy Gang. So a common misconception, which I didn't actually know, a lot of like most people think the big sword's name is Smithy.
Yeah, his name is Exor.
His name is Exor. That was going to be one of my questions because I read a thing that was like, common misconception is that the sword's name is Smithy, but the guy who created the sword's
name
is Smithy.
There is an enemy named Smithy.
Yep.
But yeah, so it kind of combines, it's, you know, traditional turn-based RPG, but when you select an attack, you also can time a button press to get kind of more, like, it'll hit regardless without you doing anything, but it'll be much weaker than if you... You know, you can power it up by timing another button and press, like, or like Mario has like a super jump where you can just keep going if you time it right.
But it keeps getting faster and faster.
It keeps getting faster, and the window gets smaller and smaller. But I mean, to get like the best armor in the game, you have to do it 100 times consecutive on like one enemy.
I can remember being a young lad, like just fucking attempting that over and over and over again, and you'd get like 50 or something and then be like, God damn it, I fucked it up, and then you have to do it all again. But like getting 50 more on top of that is like so hard. It does, like, once you get the timing down,
right,
like it gets faster and faster, but there is a point where it's just the same then, you know, and you just have to go boop 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 boop, and like, but you have to time it exactly right, and I don't know, it's tough.
Yeah, so then it also kind of combines some of the Mario when you're in the world, not in a battle, you know, there's a little bit of platforming stuff, and it's more than just like a Final Fantasy game where you're just walking like,
on a flat,
you're
thing,
jumping
yeah.
You can jump and you can jump on objects and everything, and you can see the enemies before you fight them and whatnot. But yeah, it's a sweet game.
Yeah,
and we can just probably get right into it now.
I think we should. Let's fucking do it. Wait, there we go, let's fucking do it. And we're back. We had to take a quick little break there, but now we're going to start the game. I don't even think the Revelers knew, but...
Nope, they wouldn't have.
They wouldn't have, I know, but I didn't know how to...
Spill the beans.
I did spill the beans. Also, Revelers, it should be noted we're not doing shots tonight.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Got to drive,
yep. Well, Jerick's got to drive.
I have to drive.
I don't have to drive, but... But I'm not doing shots in solidarity with Jerick.
All right.
But we are drinking some beers. So.
Oh, yeah.
So Jerick's just going to drive after 10 beers. You know, no big deal. And not 10. I'm just kidding.
Calls him Mario no matter what I
think
put
so. I think you're
name,
just
right?
naming. You're just naming.
Like the file.
The file, yeah.
Well, just to be safe, I'm going to put Mario.
Okay. In all caps, Mario! Put an exclamation point. Oh, there's not one. Okay.
It's me, Mario.
Oh, here we go. Princess Peach just hanging out in front of her house, playing with butterflies.
Apparently. That's and then what
Peach does.
Shit goes down.
Here comes Bowser in his flying car.
His flying clown.
I guess this was before Bowser Jr. No, he would have been in Mario Land or Super Mario World 2, right? Yoshi's Island?
Yes.
Is he in that game?
I mean, he was definitely around before this point.
He was?
Yeah.
Okay. Must have been. I don't know. I don't know what his first appearance was. Okay, so Bowser has taken Peach to his castle. It's very scary. Mario's on his way already, though. Yep. He's already there.
He's there. He's ready.
Open the door.
You know, he had to cancel a plumbing job.
He did. Well, that's what Luigi's doing. He's like working the
business. Yeah, weirdly, like, Luigi is not in this game.
He makes, like, there's, like, a letter you can read in one of the towns. Yeah. It's like, I wish I was more like my brother Mario or something from, I don't know. And it's like, sign the green plumber or something like that. I don't know. There's screenshots that suggest Luigi was supposed to be have a bigger role. But alas, he does not.
He definitely does not.
Yeah. Let's see. So, Drake, you're just fucking grinding here already.
Yep.
First appearance.
You know, fighting some guys. See if I can get a level up before getting to, like, Bowser. No?
Try and guess. What do you think the game that Bowser Jr. first appeared in? I guess I did know this, but Wow. That actually blew my mind just now.
Like, later than this.
Later than this, for sure.
Then it must have been... like, wouldn't have been on something on like the Wii then?
Nope.
Or is it a handheld game?
Nope.
GameCube?
Yep.
Okay, I don't know the Mario games on GameCube other than Sunshine. He was in Sunshine?
Super Mario Sunshine was the first appearance of Bowser Jr. I guess I knew
that.
Weird. Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
That's surprising.
That is surprising, but... true, I guess. I thought he was in... No, I guess you're just... It's just baby Bowser in Yoshi's Island. Like, because you're just... You have baby Mario.
You got baby Mario.
And baby Luigi.
Yeah.
And it's just baby Bowser. It's not Bowser Jr. Interesting. Hmm. I mean, I think that's, like, what Bowser Jr. was based on, but...
Yeah, because I guess in Mario 3, it's like the Koopalings or whatever.
Yeah.
Huh.
Oh, the bridge just went out. There's no way back now, Drake. Oh, look at that chandelier up there.
Yeah, man.
The graphics in this game are actually fucking sweet. They are. They tried really hard to make it like
one of
3D.
Seven games in North America that used the SA1 chip.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I haven't had it written down because I thought maybe that was going to be a question of yours.
I didn't even read about that. What are the others? What are the
I thought
other
that was
going to
be
games?
A question of yours. Can you guess what the other seven were?
Okay.
So some special, I guess not in North America, outside of Japan.
Outside of
there
Japan.
There were seven games that utilized the SA-1
chip. The SA-1
like
chip.
Like the Super Action 1 chip.
Okay,
I think it was called.
Okay. So those games would have been Super Mario RPG.
That's one.
Nailed it. Star Fox 2. Does that count?
I think that does not count.
Okay,
because
okay.
It was not released.
Okay, you're right.
That was going to use it.
Okay,
I believe.
Kirby's Dream Land 3.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just trying to think of like late release Super Nintendo games. let's see what else used it. Chrono Trigger?
Nope.
No.
You're never gonna get them.
I have no idea.
It's weird ones.
Like
other
Wayne's
than like
World.
Kirby. No.
Okay.
So Kirby Superstar and Kirby Dream Land 3.
Okay.
And then Dragon Ball Z Hyper Dimension.
Okay. There was like I think a bunch of Dragon Ball Z games for the Super Nintendo. I don't know. I'd never played a single one of them.
But. And then PGA European Tour, PGA Tour 96.
Okay.
And Power Rangers Zeo Battle Racers.
Oh, I have that. I think we should play that on the show. I don't know. My Instagram is the funniest thing. Like, I rarely use Instagram.
Right.
And like, so if I look at just like the suggested posts. I beat
Bowser, by the way.
Oh, good job, Drake. All
save
right,
the princess. Game's over. Game over.
Oh, hammer nope, comes
not
up.
Not quite. Fight, Mario. Fight.
My Instagram thinks that the only things that I like are Power Rangers posts and posts about capybaras. Like, I don't know why. I must have looked at those things at once upon a time, but like it's that's all it is. It's Power Rangers and capybaras.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Kat thinks it's so funny. She's like, "What are you looking at?" I'm like, "I don't even know. I'm reading
Power Rangers
funny
and
memes
capybaras.
About capybaras and Power Rangers." Like,
ain't nothing wrong with that.
But I believe I have Power Rangers Zeo Battle Racers. Okay. I think. Interesting. I never would have got those games though, and like two golf games. Like,
yeah, right. PGA European Tour and PGA Tour 96 okay, for some okay. reason.
Well, you know. Got to have that that processing power.
I guess
in
for
those
golf
games. Yeah.
Oh, Star Road is
oh,
breaking.
Oh my
this
god!
Big sword is coming down
from the heavens.
The heavens above, and
oh,
shit's going down.
Shit. That sword is huge.
It's bigger than Bowser's castle.
It is. It's stuck right in the middle of it. Oh, and we get the title
we
screen.
Get the title screen.
Super Mario RPG. What a great game. Wouldn't it be cool if there was like a Nintendo Direct and like a trailer started and it was like, I don't know, you thought it was going to be some Square game. It was like Square Enix and Nintendo and it's Super Mario RPG 2. You know, like that would be so fucking
well,
cool.
Well, there was going to be a Super Mario RPG 2 and then it got renamed Paper Mario.
Oh, right. Okay. But did Square have anything to do with that? I don't know.
I don't think so.
Oh, that was the other one. It's on the Switch, the N64 Switch Online thing.
Oh.
Drake and I were trying to figure out games we haven't...
Paper Mario. Yeah.
Mario games we haven't played. And I don't have the cartridge for Paper Mario, but it is on the Switch Online thing now. So we could play that one too at some point. Because it's for N64.
Here, I got another question for you.
What do you got?
In regards to Toads...
Yep.
This was a first. This game holds a first as far as something in reference to the Toads.
To the Toads? Is this the first time the Toads had different colored heads?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Here,
I'm going to hand you the controller
okay,
now.
Okay, now we've started.
I think you hit a button that changed the aspect ratio or something.
Do I?
Or I feel like something got different.
I don't think so.
Maybe not.
Is it different?
I swear it just like changed the like look.
Oh, it did. It's like all stretched out.
Yeah.
Oh, there
we go.
The TV is just doing it, I think.
Oh.
That's odd.
That is weird.
Okay. Well, what's back here?
Anyways.
Okay. So what was the question in regards to the Toads?
Yeah. This game holds a first.
This is the first time the Toads speak. Nope. They speak in literally Super Mario Brothers. sorry, Mario, you're a princess. Let's see. I don't know. I give
this
up.
This was the first game that had that had female Toads.
Oh.
Even though they were not, it was not Toadette.
Not
yet.
Toadette, but okay.
But some of the Toads are revealed to be female, and this was the first time.
Very cool.
That appeared.
Okay.
Yeah.
I will bring her back like we always do. Let's jump on the save block here though and save.
Absolutely.
Mario's pad.
Mario's pad.
Okay, here we go. Oh yeah, you gotta like if you don't hold Y.
Oh yeah, you can run.
Yeah.
Much
but,
like, you know.
Oh, see the game keeps
yeah, that's weird.
It
why,
out.
Why does
like
it keep
the
doing that?
I think it's the TV or maybe it's the HDMI cable I'm using. It's not the proprietary cable that came with it, so I don't know.
That's weird, yeah.
Where did I?
You just went right back to Mario's
pad. Right
bad.
Back to where I'm supposed to. Okay, I gotta go
gotta
here.
Go back to Bowser's.
Oh, we gotta
cave.
Go back.
You try,
to Bowser's
you try cave. To, but oh, you can't get in
because the bridge is broken.
Because the bridge, or it's going to break in a second or something. Like,
okay.
You try to get in, then you see the giant fucking sword sticking out of it, and you're like,
halt,
"What the
who
fuck
goes there?
Is this?
A trespasser! This castle now belongs to us, the Smithy Gang." It's our first step towards taking over this world, and if it weren't for you nosy characters like you, we'd practically own this world. So let's see you deal with this. That's what he's doing. I like doing their voices. Oh my god, he broke the bridge.
We can't get back there.
Look at, there's a Bowser cave below.
Yeah. We don't know where the princess is.
Okay, now we're going back to Mario's pad, I guess.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think you gotta go back there and like talk to Toad and he'll be like, hey.
No, I think I did it wrong. We're already lost. There's only like literally one path.
The only place you can go.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Okay. Oh, maybe I got to go inside.
Yeah, probably.
All right.
Head on inside the pipe house.
The pipe house. Oh, there he is.
Yeah, there's Toad.
Hey, Toad. You're back so soon. Did you forget something? Oh, now Mario acts it out. I love it. Because Mario does not say a single word. Yeah,
he doesn't talk. He just mimes stuff for some reason.
And he will nod or shake his head sometimes. Right. But, see, it keeps doing that weird thing. You're right.
I don't know why it keeps like stretching out or like trying to fill more of the screen or something. I don't know what's going on.
Well, I have the TV on. Otherwise, it does a weird thing. Like, I don't know. It's on like unscaled or something.
Hmm.
But otherwise, the Switch doesn't display properly.
Oh.
Yeah.
Weird.
So,
I don't know. I think you can go somewhere. Oh,
no.
Or you will be able to.
Toad's going to teach me some more stuff.
Oops, excuse me. Oh, that bump in your head reduced your HP
level. Oh, my God. Okay. Oh, one of these perks. Oh, I received a mushroom. Yes, of course I do.
Yeah. We don't need to.
Thank God. We don't
need to. Don't worry. We know how to do all this shit, Toad.
Yep.
Done it all before.
I had something to tell you. Yikes.
A Goomba.
Mushroom Way is swarming with monsters. Oh, my God. All right. Yes, I know about timed hits. I know everything, Toad. Yeah,
skip all this shit.
He's going to punch your lights out. He's yelling at the Goomba. The Goomba ran away. Okay. Toad, let me. Come on.
I mean, it is an RPG, so it's going to be like dialogue and stuff. Okay, good. We can go over. We received three mushrooms.
And he's going to talk to the Chancellor, and he's going to meet us there.
Fucking balls, man.
All right, here we mushrooms. Go. Yeah.
We're headed to Mushroom Way.
Here we go. I'm going to fight this Goomba. Okay. Time for some timed hit action here. Got him.
Nailed it.
Whoop, didn't nail that one. There we go.
Yeah. Take zero damage.
You know you got it when the sound is made. There we go.
Yeah, you can see you can time your like defense and your offense. So you take less damage and deal more damage. So that was a cool way to. I always appreciate that.
I guess should we just run through or like I always fight every guy here so do I. So that you can like level up.
Because you want to level up.
Yeah.
Like, that's how I play RPGs. Grind it out, man. I don't know. I mean, right now, I guess we can just maybe run through. Maybe you'll have to play this a bit.
I think get us a little farther
and get us a little farther and level us up a bit.
Yeah.
If you find the time.
Well, I think I can find the time.
The inclination.
I mean, I play a lot of Smash Brothers. So.
Well, maybe you can.
This
like,
is the best
not.
Time. I know. This is the best time for Smash Brothers, though. Right after Christmas. When all the noobs got it. It's hilarious.
All the people that got Switches and Smash Brothers because they couldn't get Xboxes and PlayStations still.
Yeah. But you can barely get a Switch, I guess. I don't know. I saw them all over the place, though, but pre-Christmas. So
yeah, I'm
at
sure.
least here in Minneapolis. So.
Oh.
So many Goomba fights. Here we go.
There are a lot of fights, but, you know, it's an RPG.
Oh, I only got 4 hit points left. I should probably use a mushroom.
You should probably use a mushroom because now this Koopa Troop is going to get you, too.
I know. Ah, he got me. Do you think I can survive? Yes.
Might want to. Okay. Bold.
Oh, shit. Oh,
nope.
I'm dead.
All right. Game over.
Game over.
And you didn't save.
I did.
Well, you did, but I think you only saved the one time before even doing, like, anything else.
Like
before even going back to
God damn it.
The castle and
all
stuff.
All right. Well, here, do you want to do it this time? We'll just do it all over again. Okay.
All right. Well, I can just like breeze through everything now, I guess.
Breeze through it for sure.
Smash buttons.
So, I don't know. I forgot to check if we have
So, I have a discussion question.
Oh, you do.
potentially for us.
Great, great. I guess technically this should be our New Year's episode.
Happy New Year! Happy New Year!
We didn't do our countdown.
We didn't do our normal spiel and everything. Nah, but
that's okay.
Because it'll come out well after New Year's, yeah, most likely.
Yeah. And I don't know. I don't even remember what our resolutions were last year. So
probably didn't keep them.
No. Anyway, what is your discussion question, Drake?
So now that we are entering the year of our Lord 2022.
Yes. Yes.
What do you think about bringing in GameCube and like PS2 and like Xbox and Game Boy Advance? Those all came out in 2001, essentially.
Yes.
And they're now 21 years old.
They're 20 years old. I mean, and we were
considering like in, you know, 2005, I would have absolutely considered NES retro, and that was 20 years old at that time.
Yeah, I got a little collection of GameCube games up there. There's some more right next to you there. I think
I have a bunch of PS2 and Xbox
games. Those are what I don't have, but right. Yeah, but and if I you have those them,
and the system, assuming they still work,
right.
I'll have to test those out,
yeah,
to make sure.
And I have a GameCube somewhere. Where is my GameCube? I know where it is.
Oh, damn it. I didn't say skip. I was just mashing buttons.
Now he's going to tell you how to do it. Instead of saying,
yes, I know how to use fucking mushrooms.
But yes, I think it's time we brought those systems in.
I think so, too.
They are, in fact, retro systems. Although, like, the games still have modern sensibilities, you know?
Right.
But I don't know.
The consoles themselves are now, you know, yeah, over 20 years old. Yeah. So.
Yeah. So it's...
I think it makes sense.
Yep, I think it does. What? So now we'll have some more Mario games,
right?
So yep. That's good.
It's got a few more though.
What are like the heavy
I
hitters?
Sure I
on,
skip this.
What are the heavy hitters on like PS2 that we should hit? Like,
I'll have to look at my collection and see
Katamari?
What I've got. Oh yeah, yeah. That would definitely be a good one.
Yep. I don't even know. I did not play much PS2, honestly.
I did, but now I can't think of like what kind of things I played on it.
Oh, you know what we ought to also get is a fucking Dreamcast.
Yeah, I know.
But they feel like I don't even know if they're expensive or not. I bought one in like 2005, it was like the cheapest thing ever, but I don't know what happened to that one. It's lost. Oh, Drake's just skipping all the guys. Oh.
Getting into a little bit of a fight.
Oh,
here.
You only got one turtle. Yeah. Why did I get two?
I don't know.
Oh. Okay. And what? You get to just attack twice in
apparently.
A row?
Apparently.
All right. Well. Okay.
Can I just like jump on guys?
I don't think you can. You can jump on them, but then you'll start a battle.
Right.
You'll initiate a battle. But yeah, I think that's a good idea.
Yeah. So, I mean, I know it's not much of a discussion
question. It's not much
question,
of a discussion question, but that's okay.
But I thought I would bring that to the council.
Bring it to the table.
And see what thoughts on the matter are. Because I think, yeah.
I think it's time. And it's fine. Like, I don't know. We could have done it from the get-go.
Probably could have done it a while ago.
I don't know. I mean, when we started, it was 2016. 20 years before that was fucking 1996. You know? So, like, I don't know. That feels... It feels right now.
Yeah. I think now seems like a good time.
Yeah.
Now that it's 2022.
Yeah. And I would also... We're just going to air it all on the show. But I think we should, like, try and find some... I don't know, different segments or something. You know, we've had the same show 260 times in a row.
This is true. This is true.
So, although the
beginning, it took us a while to get into our groove. Oh, level up. Mario reaches level 2.
Nice.
All right. My hit points went up, my attack. And then you get, yeah.
I think I usually do the attack one, but
I think I always start with a little bonus hit point boost.
Yeah, okay. But yeah, we've done the first episode is so funny. It's like, hello, my name is Matthew Early. And, we're here doing a video game podcast and we're on NPR. And now it's just like, ah, we just like yell into the microphone. We don't even care. We're like comfy on the mic, you know, which is good. Okay.
Away from me, Goomba.
I'm looking for an Ask Reddit for us. Just a discussion question that we can discuss while we're grinding Goombas here. Which, that sounds, I don't know. Depends on who you're talking to, but grinding Goombas.
Sounds like a party to me.
It does. Let's right, see.
I saved Toad.
Okay, this is a good one.
Got some honey syrup. Love me some honey syrup.
Okay. If you could change the price of anything to $1 indefinitely, what would it be? If you one thing could become always $1, what would it be?
Hmm.
This is a good one. It's the top answer on Reddit right now. It's a night stay in someplace warm and safe. And that, I mean, that is, you know, that's very noble, you know, and that's right. You know, like, I don't know. Like, if you could spend one, well, yeah, because that would be, that would theoretically be $365 a year for rent. You know, like, that's pretty fucking good. That's way cheaper than what I pay now, I'll tell you that much.
That's way cheaper than
anybody pays now. Yeah. I mean, I think that's probably right. The other answer is, like, on here, like, medication, insulin, yeah, I was prescription thinking, like, drugs. Yeah.
Even just like health insurance.
Yeah, health insurance. Internet access.
Oh no. Hammer Brother. Maybe I should have leveled up more.
But like, what if it's not something like that? Like one, like maybe like, well, what else? What else do you buy a lot of? I guess like food, like if all food was $1 a piece. I'll have one of each, please. One of each food.
I'll have one food, please.
Oh, man, you're at like the boss here.
Yep.
Holy shit. Fighting the Hammer Bros.
Damn.
Oh, right. One's dead.
One down.
Oh, look at all those juicy look coins. At all them you just
coins,
got.
Man.
Valor up. What do you think Valor does?
Is oh, that I don't
attack
know.
Or you got 15 know, hit points left. How much were they taking per hit?
Like two.
Oh. Okay.
So, oh, this might be.
Oh, you know, this is hammer time.
I don't know how to time a defense.
Ooh, that was a big hit for all eight right, hit points.
Just to be safe.
Don't use it on
wait,
him.
I know. Wait, what's what did I just do?
Defense. Oh, you defended. Okay. And now you only took four away. Oh, you have to press. Oh, that's
I had to
weird.
Press X.
You press X to bring up the item menu, but then you have
then
to press
I have
X
keep
to
pressing
select
X
it.
To yeah. select it and select who you're using it on.
Yeah. Oops. Oh, messed up the super hit timing. Bonk, 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 bonk. Drake's getting wrecked by the Hammer
I got
Brothers
him.
Here.
I got this punk.
Oh,
there we go.
Getting wrecked by like all the noobs in Smash right now.
You are?
No. No, oh, I'm saying no. You're getting wrecked like all the noobs
oh,
in Smash are
okay.
getting wrecked.
I thought you were saying the noobs are wrecking you.
No, the noobs
you don't
are
know
not
how wrecking. To how to fight them because they don't.
Well,
know
Well, that
doing.
Is correct. Sometimes it's like, what the fuck is that? What did you just?
Why
do?
Would you do that,
homeboy? Mashing like that's fucking. That's what I like. You fucking mashing. God damn it, Smash! Smash makes me so mad.
Oh,
sometimes.
Mario's got a hammer.
So fun though. So fun. Oh, you got a hammer. There it is. He looks so happy about it. Peace.
Picked up a hammer.
I love the little piece that like, Mario does.
Equip it.
Yep.
Probably.
Oh, yeah.
Weapon.
Hammer.
Hammer.
Oh, shit. Pounds enemies. Yeah.
Damn right. Pounds enemies.
Pound those yeah. motherfuckers. That's its description. Hammer. Pounds enemies.
All right. We made it to the Mushroom Kingdom.
We did?
Yep.
Yes. Let's find the boy playing Game Boy. Oh, you're just fucking. Nope. No dice for you.
Just going right in here. Sorry I'm late. I was caught up in some business. Should we head off to the Chancellor's place?
Now? Palace.
Palace?
Chancellor's yep. Palace? Aren't we in the palace?
I thought so.
I don't know. Did he say palace or place?
I
don't know. It's too hard to read
Mario
so quickly.
Mario has arrived.
Homeboy mashing over here.
Mario, thank goodness you're here. Yep, I'm here.
We heard an explosion or something at Bowser's Keep.
It was so loud he almost dropped his spores.
Oh my god. Yikes, bro. Wow, the first female Toads. Okay. Not Toadette, though. Oh, nope. Now Mario's acting it out, and he's being Peach and Bowser, and he's, oh my god, he's doing it all. Mario
spores
is really
alive. You're telling us that Bowser has abducted the princess again? Well, yeah, of course. The Mario game, that's what happens.
Did we talk about the Mario movie? at all that was the trailer? Or I don't know if even it was a trailer that was talked about.
They just talked about the casting. The casting of it. Chris Pratt as Mario. Yeah,
Chris Pratt as Mario. I don't even remember anybody else. But
me neither.
Like, but there's a lot of people in it. I think it was like Keegan Michael Key. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Anyway, I think he's Toad or something. Like, I don't know. Like,
weird.
It is weird. I think it'll be cool. I don't know, right? Like, I guess we're not to like Chris Pratt anymore. Is that a thing?
I think so.
Okay. I think so too. Like, he has weird views. But, yeah. You know, there's got to be like a separation of the art from the artist, you know? Like that can be a thing.
I mean, it's just a weird choice for Mario, I feel like.
Yeah, because like, why isn't it fucking Charles Martin? Yeah. Like, it's a me, Mario. Because that would get annoying for a whole movie. Yeah, but
if that's all he says.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know. I didn't actually pay any attention to what he told me to do.
We do not know what to do. Go to the... I think this is Peach's room, or this is the Chancellor's room. Toadstool's room. Can you imagine how the Chancellor must feel? Look behind the fireplace. Found Toadstool's question mark. Hey, there. What do you think you're doing? I'll give you this in exchange. Just leave everything. Oh, you got a mushroom.
All right. I can't check again.
She's trapping you there.
All right. Well, I found her porn.
Yep. You got it. And I think, in this room, I think Samus is in this room. No, not yet. At some point,
Yeah. I remember when I read about it, it's like after a certain thing happens or something.
Yep. I've been trying with Metroid Dread. I really have. It's just, I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, some people seem to really love it. Some people love it for some reason. Like,
it's fun. It is fun, but it's just like, I don't know. I want it to be more fun. Like, for some reason, it's not fun to me. You know, like, that's, I don't know. It's like stressful.
Yeah. I'm very like, do I get it? Do I not? Yeah. I don't know. We'll see what happens down the road.
An alligator. Wait, who's this bro? There's like a cloud bro. He's running after an alligator.
He looks kind of like a tadpole, maybe?
Oh, yeah, he does look like a tadpole. He sure does. Like, I don't know, really. Gino and Mallow just never appeared in anything else. I know,
that's super weird.
Then they just
For some reason, it was just like, hey, we're going to create these. Instead of having like Luigi and I don't know Toad in your party or something, we're gonna create these two new characters, introduce them to the Mario universe,
and then we'll never mention them again.
See them
just
again.
Pretend they don't exist. Well, I guess they are in Smash, but
right.
I mean, not Mallow. Well, I think they like in Melee. Like a trophy or there's anything? A trophy of Mallow. I think maybe I don't know, but. Gino is a costume. It's a Mii costume. So yeah. That's something.
And Gino has a cameo in a mini game, I guess, in Mario & Luigi Superstar Saga.
Oh, does he?
Very briefly. And then I guess when I was reading in the credits, they credit like Square Enix or something because supposedly Square owns the rights to these characters.
Yeah, yeah.
Nobody's really sure. That's just everyone's kind of assumption right. As to why they've never been in any... But Nintendo's done that before. Like, Warts is never really in anything else after Super Mario Brothers 2.
Yeah. That is true.
So, I don't know. They apparently decided to introduce these characters and...
Never use them again. Even though they're cool characters. They're good characters.
You know? Yeah. Like, Gino's awesome.
He's a toy that wants to be a real boy.
Yeah, he's been, like, magically brought to life or something by, like, the Star Road. Or something. I don't know. I can't really remember Mallow's whole situation.
Mallow thinks he's a tadpole. He was raised by the frogs, you know, by the Frog King.
Now he's the young frog, Mallow, who doesn't look at all like a frog,
joins Mario in his quest. Yay! But he like was, you know, he's a cloud and his parents were clouds and like you eventually go up to the cloud kingdom and meet his parents and cause he like fell from the sky when he was a baby. And I don't know. I've played through this whole game, but not in a long time.
Right? Yeah, I played through it.
There's actually, they reference the Power Rangers in this game.
Yeah.
With the Axum Rangers or something. They're like these, they're Power Rangers, basically.
I forgot about that until when I was reading like the Wikipedia article about it.
I think upstairs is where Link is, right? Is this Rose Town? No, this isn't Rose Town.
No, this is Mushroom Kingdom.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Like, he appeared after you spend the night somewhere. You wake up, and Link is all of a sudden now in the bed in the same room as you or whatever.
Right.
Sleeping.
Right.
And then if you go up to him, it makes the sound of him, like, opening a chest or something.
Yeah, it's like the secret sound. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, but better than that.
Right. I gotcha. I gotcha.
I don't know. I think it might be time.
Yeah,
we got up.
So we got Mallow.
We got Mallow.
We are in the Mushroom Kingdom.
We're gonna play this again next time.
Yeah.
So there'll be part two. I'm gonna try and get us a little bit farther. There, he's playing Game Boy.
Oh yeah.
It's hard to really see that that's a Game Boy, but it is. Apparently that's what he's supposed to be doing.
Okay.
But I guess you can see his thumbs twitching. You know, like, don't talk to me now. Don't talk to me.
He's clearly
now.
Playing something.
Oh, shut up. Oh, now
like,
look.
Oh, now look. I lost because of you.
Wow.
So.
Okay. Did you save?
Yes.
Okay.
Twice, just to be sure.
Great. Great. So we're not doing shots tonight, and we're going to play the game again next
time.
Yeah,
so we don't need to like review or do anything, really, other than the fact that.
Final thoughts, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tune in next time.
Tune in next time.
For the conclusion to
Super Mario RPG Legend of the Seven Stars.
Same bat time, same bat channel.
Yeah, and hopefully we're back to like a more regular schedule.
Yeah, we'll figure out. I have to figure out my work schedule once I start working. I start working in just a little over a week. So
okay.
By the next time we record, I'll probably have started my job.
Right. Okay. Well, I guess that's it for this week.
Yeah, I don't know how we wrap these ones up when we're going to do another one.
Oh, Drick, if the Revelers wanted to tweet you about Super Mario RPG, could they do that?
You can. You can find me at Actirak, which is spelled A-K-T-I-R-A-K.
And you can find me on Twitter at Early_Matt, and Early is spelled E-A-R-L-E-Y, slightly different than the traditional spelling. You can find our podcast on Twitter at Retro Revelry. Can they email us, Drake?
Indeed, retrogamingrevelry@gmail.com.
And please do tweet us, email us.
Let us know now that we're going to start playing like PS2 and like GameCube and Xbox and whatnot. Let us know if there are any kind of must-play games on some of those systems.
Right.
Like, I've played all of those systems, but I honestly, for some reason right now, just cannot think of what kind of the big absolute must-play games were on, you know, PS2 and whatnot. Oh, man, you know what that means we could play?
What?
Fucking Guitar Hero.
Oh, my God. This has just become a Guitar Hero podcast, actually. That's all we're going to play from now on.
I guess I don't have any guitars anymore.
I do.
Okay.
I have one. I actually didn't. I used to work at this theater called Mixed Blood Theater in Minneapolis.
Right.
And they're after me, their next production manager, she was leaving recently, and there was a going away party for her, and I was at the going away party upstairs at Mixed Blood, and I'm standing there, and I'm like, hey, is that my guitar? And there's a Guitar Hero guitar sitting there, and Catherine, their production manager, was like, you know what? Yes, it is, because they needed it. They needed it.
Was it a? Is it a PS2 one?
It's an Xbox 360 one. Right. Okay. Yeah, you're right. But my Xbox 360 guitar, they maybe wanted Nate it for a prop one. In a show once. And so they called me and were like, do you have a Guitar Hero guitar? I was like, yeah, sure. You know, fucking take it. And then I totally forgot that it was there. And then I was standing there looking at it like, that's my guitar. That's anyway.
Maybe Nate still has one.
I bet he does. Did we used to play it on the PS2?
Yeah, we did. At Nate's, when we first got into it, was on the PS2.
Remember we played in that Guitar Hero 2 tournament?
Well, you did. I didn't.
Oh, you did.
I wasn't good enough. Because you had to play on hard.
Yeah.
I wasn't up to hard level yet.
You didn't have
because,
the orange button
because you and Nate got obsessed with it and just like played for like
so
a couple
much.
Weeks straight, pretty much.
Yeah.
and I didn't get into it until a little late. And then eventually I had to move up to hard when I started getting 100% on medium on every song. Yeah. I was like, okay, I got to add in the pinky.
And it's not that hard once you figure it out. You just got to move your hand down.
I'd be curious how well I could play now.
I know. It's been a while. Some of those songs are fucking hard.
But anyways, so yeah, let us know what PS2 games and stuff we need to play.
Yeah, PS2, Xbox Original, GameCube, and Dreamcast. We got to get a Dreamcast, but
and we can
we'll
do Game Boy Advance as well.
Oh, and Game Boy Advance, Cool. Because you're retro.
We could potentially open up a whole bunch of new systems.
Holy
with
shit!
This.
Very.
And
cool.
I have like a tub full of like PS2 and Xbox games,
and you're Retron 5, right? That'll play
Game Boy Advance,
yeah.
Yes,
okay, cool. I feel like we haven't played
Retron
a Game Boy
not,
game,
right?
My Retron will not. I only have the 3, okay. So it's Super Nintendo, NES, and Genesis.
Gotcha.
Also, we'll play Famicom games,
right?
But anyway, I think that's it for this week,
indeed.
Jerick, you want to take us out?
Sure do. Until next time, game on, nincompoops.
Game on, nincompoops. Was a good one, Jerick.
Indeed.
Good to be back.
Yeah. Super Mario RPG.
Super Mario RPG. This game is fun. I didn't listen to any of the dialogue.
No, me neither. Not important.